Jamaica's health and wellness minister is urging Caribbean leaders to push for recognition of the special challenge small island states face in tackling non-communicable diseases and mental health issues. This is WAVS News. Dr. Christopher Tufton was speaking at the CARICOM Breakfast Side event at the UN headquarters in New York yesterday.
To the extent that we can nudge, encourage, and influence at a community level, and I believe that is a centerpiece of how we tackle the incidence of NCDs later on in life. But we are still one man, one vote in the halls of the UN, in places like PAHO, and the multilateral arrangements that we have. And I think we need to collaborate a lot closer.
NCDs cause up to 65% of deaths in the region. Many CARICOM nationals die prematurely from cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancers, and chronic respiratory illnesses. Minister Tufton is also calling for innovative approaches to managing human resources in the health sector.
I think we need to find an approach to deal with the human resource challenges in the region. It is a real challenge to find the people that you need, particularly in among the smaller islands of the region, but certainly Jamaica, which is not one of the smaller ones. We lose our doctors and our nurses, our specialists, and that is a real concern. In that regard, I think we need a greater collaboration beyond our immediate region. This is the UN, where all countries are gathered.
In Barbados, meanwhile, doctors are sounding the alarm, warning that violence against healthcare workers has reached a crisis point. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners says recent attacks on nurses are outrageous and insists that safety on the job is a basic right. The public relations officer for the association is Dr. Clyde Cave.
Recent incidents of assault on nurses while performing their duties are deplorable. Those who threaten or assault healthcare workers must be held accountable to the full extent of the law. In addition, the time has come for a thorough review of security measures in public clinics and hospitals, and appropriate changes must be made to ensure public order.
And a day after Guyanese President Irfan Ali urged the United Nations to end Israel's genocide in Palestine, his immediate predecessor, Donald Ramatar, on Thursday reiterated that Caribbean community member states must end diplomatic relations with Israel and call for that country to be thrown out of the global family of nations. Ramatar was among several persons who spoke at an event organized by the Guyana chapter of the pro-Palestine boycott divestment sanctions movement and held opposite the CARICOM headquarters in Greater Georgetown. The former Guyanese leader is calling on CARICOM leaders to repeat the heroic action of their predecessors who stood with South Africa more than 30 years ago and contributed to the collapse of the apartheid system of white, barbaric dominance and discrimination against black people. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.